Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome this morning, such a beautiful morning. Welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your co-host is Minister Sadie Elliott. And I am so glad and elated that each and every person has picked up their phone today to call in or to listen in today. And before we start off, we're going to start off with a word of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing us together one more time, dear Heavenly Father, to be able to share the word with someone that's tuning in today or tonight, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that we say that will help someone along their Christian journey this day. On the topic, the secret of knowing God, let each and every person know a little bit more about knowing God. Cover them with the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen and thank God. Well, welcome to Joy and Peace today. And for those of you who are tuning in or need to number to call in, this is the number that you may call in. Area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. 4389. We are so glad that you have tuned in to Joy and Peace. We've been out of commission a little while between taking a little vacation, but we are back in the saddle, back on God's program, doing what He would have us to do. So today, our topic is on the secret to knowing God. And audience, how to walk in deeper intimacy with your Creator. Deep down, I truly believe every Christian wants to experience a deeper, personal, and an intimate relationship with God. And I also believe each and every believer in Christ can have this kind of a relationship with their Creator. You know, but there is often a time in how we approach God. We often go to Him looking for reward, or we are constantly asking Him for things. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't go to God with our cares and our burden, but in fact, it tells us in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter and the 7th verse, to tell Him about our concerns because He cares so much for us. But if you want to know God, I mean really know Him, there is another prayer He wants to hear from you. It's a prayer like the one we hear found in Moses prayed in Exodus 33:13. In my mind, this is one of the greatest prayer in all of Scripture. Now, therefore, I pray, if I have found grace in your sight, show me now your way, that I may know you and that I may find grace in your sight. Here, Moses didn't just say, come with us, God, but he says, show me your way, because God, I want to know you. And then Moses added to it in verse 18 when he said, please show me your glory. Today we are talking about the secret to knowing God. And we have a caller on the air, and we will tune in to our caller on the air. Caller, you're not on air.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Good morning. And who do we have on the air this morning with us?
to have Evangelist Richard Bryant on the line with you this morning.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Listening audience, we have Evangelist Richard Bryant on with us today that will share to you the secret of knowing God. Go right ahead, Evangelist Bryant.
Yes, thank God for the audience today. We thank for the people that's on the listening, that tuned to the airway. We thank God for how God is doing some great things in our lives. And it is a very, very interesting subject to talk about, knowing the secret of God. It's the areas that we must come up to seek God and to find out where God at. God is, you got to look at the point that God is not lost. He's the omnipresent, and he's always there for us, that if we just be in tune to God. And the Bible says, in all our ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct our path. It's a path that you have to walk in to be in the presence of God. God's presence at this present time is hovering all over the world. And we got to esteem knowing the secret of God and knowing the ways of God and with God's word is going forth with signs and wonders to follow. So we're just making ourselves known unto you that you can know the difference between the voice of God and the secret of God. It's a secret place that God recognizes that we got to get into his presence. As a place that you have to be locked in with God, knowing the difference between God's timing, God's hour, God's second. You must get to the point that you be tuned, a fine tune of his presence. More comes in when you knowing his secret. It's a secret place that God, and David said in the Psalm 91, he said, he that dwells in a secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty God.
Yes.
God's presence is more present now than we ever felt the presence of God. God's presence is hovering all over everywhere, but we must know where he at. We must constantly be in the place where he's at, where we'll acknowledge him, and we'll be ordered by him, not ourselves. Ourselves get in the way, and that causes a hindrance. God don't want ourselves to be to the place that putting ourselves first, but you got to put him first, because he is first in your life, and you got to know him as he is, not as he's just a, God is a person. He's revealing himself more. He's revealing himself more and more every day, because we acknowledging the steps of God. We're ordered by God, but we got to know the difference between ourselves and God's presence. We got to recognize where he come from or where he at. Well, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. We must seek God. Seek him diligently. He's the present God, and he's in the area where we looking more for to be apprehended, to know the voice of him. There's a place that we all are striving to, that place that we got to constantly put off things. And for you to get in that place, knowing the secret of God, knowing this different, knowing the difference in your ways, and you got to know where you at with him. Well, it's a time that you have to die. I mean, I'm not talking about physically. I'm talking about a spiritual.
Yeah.
You have to get to that place with you. He'll. It's a place that no other place than being in the presence of God. Now, Jesus used him for example. Jesus was in the presence of his Father constantly, because with the presence of God, he had to know when to talk and when not to talk. God had to speak to Jesus certain times. When he went to Gethsemane, he sought God. He sought his God, as he saw his Redeemer. His spirit sought God, but flesh was there, but he was seeking through the spirit. He got to know the difference between spirit and flesh. Flesh cannot glory in God. It's only the spirit of God. You got to come in the presence of God by the spirit. That's why you got to know the difference. You got to know the secret house, that secret place where you can be set for. That's almost like when Moses sought his God. He was sought him by the spirit. Moses was in the presence of God. 40 days he sought the God that created all. He created some things and they changed the status in Moses, a character. He come a different, because his spirit was changed. He was not, he was still manifested in flesh, but the glory of God was upon Moses because he come out of the presence of God, and his glory was great upon Moses. He was so bright, the light. His light complexion changes, and he come out as a bright. They've seen him. He come out lit up because he was in the presence. He got in the presence, that secret place of God, knowing the difference between his flesh. His flesh couldn't glory in God. God was speaking, standing speaking to Moses by the Spirit. God talked to Moses out of the burning bush. He talked to him that audible voice, that secret word. God was speaking direct to him. So you have to get. You got to know the secret of God. God is, he's not lost. We can be lost.
That's
we can be lost to the point that we can't even hear God. We can be lost to the point that we wouldn't know the difference between God. It's a place that you got wants to speak to recognize him, not of the world. The world is here, but God wants to speak to come in the knowledge of knowing who he is. He put you, he didn't save you, but this is salvation come. But it's something about when you get completely in God. The presence of God, when you got saved, there was such a burning in you. There's a flame of fire that set your soul afire, and you was running to God. There was hunger in God. When you get that hunger for God, that's that thirst of God. You want more of him. You want the presence of him. You want to know him as he is. You want to know how he lives and how we can get in his presence more to live just like him and knowing him that he's God. He's an omnipotent God. He's the same today, yesterday, forevermore. He does not change. People change because they're not knowing the secret place where God wants you to be at. You got to know the secret place where God wants. He wants to keep you to that place that you recognize that he is God. Mm-hmm. He do not want you to be in fellowship. You cannot fellowship with the world and fellowship with God. There's a difference between fellowship with the world and with God. God is he's an omnipotent God, but also he's a secret God. He does not come where all things start happening with people and what the noise of them. It's a secret, quiet place that God looks for his people to be in. You cannot be with people when you're seeking God. Yeah. You must be alone with his presence that he be able to minister unto you. He will bring his word into you. He will bring his audible voice will softly talk to you. You got to esteem the voice of God and the voice of yourself. Your mind is where you have a different mind, a different frame of mind when you're in the presence of God. God's spirit. And he's in, we must worship him in spirit and truth. As truth comes and his presence comes, when you worship and bring him into the secret place that praises that go up and blessings come down upon the people that sought him. There's people in biblical time that sought God, sought the place where God was at. They was thirsting for God. God manifests his place. He manifested through Joshua, manifested through Moses and all the prophets of old. He manifested himself because those who were seeking God, those who were calling in the presence of God, that God had a word. God puts a word that you had to go into the place that God put a word into your heart, bedded deep down in your heart, that was constantly against, almost like when he not walked with God. He was a present with God. He was that's the presence of God. You got to get to the point that God is not, you can't leave him out of things. You cannot leave God out of things because he's the one that made you. You didn't make God.
But
he was made by him because the experience comes from God and the knowledge comes from God because of the words that you said, God. He said he was the word from the beginning. He is the word now. He said in the beginning was the word and the word was with God and the word was him. He's still God because he is living. What his word is living. It's a life word. The words that bring life unto you and bring life unto me. Without knowing the word of God, the secret of God's word, we would know how to get in tune with God. So you got to know him for his word to set in everything in order. His word never be out of order. His word's always in order because he's an orderly God.
Yes,
he ordered his word by his whistle. If he's in order, that means that we have to be in order to know him. Not us knowing of the world. We got to know him. He is the one that is bedding everything into the human race. And this human race that we're living in, it is God's presence on this present time upon the world. The world is not feared by just because they live it. No, the presence of God is keeping this world. He's the omnipotent presence of God. That means that he's in the world and he's living in the presence of us. Now, his presence is hovering over the world. Well, because the Spirit is linging all everywhere. It's searching everything because God, he's leaving a wreck of everything that he said he would do in this last hour that we've been. See, his seasons that God deal with people. People has a season. You go through a season and God's presence can come upon you, and it comes upon the time that he'll draw you into your time. God knows how to get you into prayer. Glory to God.
Yes,
he knows how to get you into prayer. He'll know how to lead you into his word. He'll lead you how you be into the point that you fasting, you laying out before you lay prostrate before comes straight up on your mind, your thoughts, is revealing to you. He reveals himself more in you. He calls you to the point that you recognize that he is God. But God takes you to places that he'll lead you to places because of his word that drives you to that place. It'll drive you to the point that you don't know why you're in that place because God, he'll send you in that place because you may not think that you can't do nothing in his presence, but God, he knows how to move you and step you in a place that you know that you couldn't be there without God. That's why so many people are acknowledging more of the things of this world instead of acknowledging God. If it had not been for God, you could be where you are. It's God to bring
you to
that level with him.
Hey,
God. All the secret things that you in your life, that God knows everything about what you do and what you don't do. You cannot hide anything from God.
That's
God
right.
reveals the secret things out of your heart. He calls you to say things out of your heart that's been in your heart for the Lord. You may have issues about things. You might have things in your heart against people. He'll bring it to the fore because he's a secret God. He knows how to get into the heart. He works on the heart. He's a heart fixer. He knows how to fix you. He knows how to fix the heart. He knows how to bring things out of the heart, reveal things into you that you know that it had not been for God, I couldn't do the thing. Well, he shows himself. Well, he gets into to the point that he gets in your affairs when you think
that
getting your affairs. Well, he come and meet your needs when you think that God is not meeting your needs. You may open your mouth up and say a word about something, and that word that goes out of your mouth, it begin to form. God, he's a picture. God, he draws a picture, secret pictures of things in your life. It draws things out of your life, the things that you done in the past. Well, he'll warn you. He'll send a warning to you. He'll open your eyes up that you cannot even see the things of God. God puts things in your mind that you can't. He'll bring you on a straight line. You may be out of order with God, but God bring you back in order with God because of things that he said he would do from the beginning. Because he opened the mind. God, he's a mind regulator. He knows how to regulate your mind. He knows how to bring you to the point that you repent to him. He'll bring you to the point of what things inside of God. He's nothing's in the dark that God can bring to the light.
Because
whatever he points to, everything that you're going through this world, everything that you're going through right now, God can reveal that to you. He'll bring it to the point that you repent for him because you cannot do nothing without him because he's a secret God. Well, he loves to get in places secret. God reveals things and you may say things out of your heart that God will give unto you. He'll show you the vision of your life. He'll show you the path of your life.
Yes,
he'll show you how to get out of things. You may go through a sickness, a disease in your body, but God will reveal that to you and he'll show you that I am God, that I am the God that heals. Well, he heals what? God's his word. The word is set in order for the world to lean not to the world, but to trust God. God is, he's the God. Without him, you can know that the areas that God can take you to, you can go to that place because God takes you that place. How you surrender. Now, it's a place that you have to surrender to God. That means give everything to God. Don't hold nothing.
That's
God,
right.
Don't hold nothing to God. He recognized what's in you. He know you because he formed you. He said, I knew you before you come out of the womb. I knew you from the beginning because I revealed myself unto you. I know how you was going to come to me. I saved you. I saved you for what? God stepped in the midst of you where he saved you from trouble. What trouble is saved you from? Keep you from doing what you're doing now because God is orderly. He never leave you alone. He's still in the still comes to you. When you think God is not speaking to you, he's still speaking to you because he sent his word. What those words said, he sent his word and healed. He healed you up, so delivered you from all your destruction that lies before you right now. Itself more and more to you, awaken your thought. Because he said, without me, you can't do nothing. Because I'm revealing my word to you. I'm letting you know that I am God. I am the secret God. I am the God that made myself known to the world. I am the God that said, I am coming. My coming is upon this world. And no one could say I'm coming because I said I was started from the beginning. I am the ending. I'm the Alpha and Omega. I'm the first and the last. My words are fulfilled. So you cannot hide nothing. You cannot hold nothing. Because he is a secret God, and he's a revealing God. He's revealing things to the world. He's revealing you. You just think that you can get by with everything. You think you can hold, you can slip and do this and do that.
Mm-hmm.
No, God sees everything. He brings everything to your ministry.
Yes, he does.
Salvation into the world. He sent his son. His son died for you and I that we can have the tree of life. Life lies in the word. So the secret of God is that you got to know him. He is God. He called on him. And he's a 24/7 God.
Yes, he is.
He's still awakened. He's still the God that said he would do what he said he was going to do because he's the beginning. He knows how to set things. When you think you've done it all, here God comes and stepped in the midst of you. You may go through a suffering of your life. You may go through a suffering of your life, what you done went through, past life. But God was in the beginning of it. That's why he said all things work together for the good to them that love him, according to his person. He's in the midst of all the trials that you go in. So don't just think it's strange that God can not step in the midst. You may be a sinner out there. You may think you get away with everything, but God's still hands is up on your life. It's him that keeping in the land of the living. You can't not be away from God because God is revealing his word. You may think you're running to and fro, but God's hands up on you. He was him that woke you this morning, revealing himself to you. It's God that kept you in the midst. He didn't let nothing happen to you. He gave you one more minute and one more second that you can be in this world. If it had not been for God, he laid you down to slumber and to sleep last night, but he's still woken because he's a slumbering God. He's awakening God. He's about to wake you up out of the midst of all the things that you go through. So God is making himself revealed. And to every human being up on planet Earth, God still reveals himself. God, he said, in the last days, I will pour out my word upon flesh.
Yeah,
I will
Lord
reveal
Jesus.
My word to you. I'll bring it to pass upon you, God. You cannot hide from me, God. I reveal it to you today. So awaken yourself. Awaken that I'm calling. I'm calling you in all walks of life. No matter what you in, God still said, I got you under cover. I'm covering you. You need me. And the glory to God, I'm just refilling myself.
Gee. You know, evangelist, I interject right now. Well, you know, I was just, as you was talking to everyone that's listening in today, and as I was thinking, you know, I had down that there is another place you can know God. And as you were saying, to me, it's one of the most valuable in silence. The psalmist say, be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
I'm normally so busy and so occupied with the task of ministry that I really look forward to the times when I can simply sit down, be quiet for a few minutes, listen for the small, still voice of God in my spirit. And sometimes just for 5 minutes of stillness can make a big difference. And as you was sharing with the audience today, another place we can get to know God, obviously, it's in the Bible, the scripture, God's word. Every time I open the Bible, I learn something new about God. something I didn't know before. When we read the Bible, we not only get to know the word, we get to know the author, which is God himself. And, you know, as you get to know the author of the Bible, God, the word of the Bible, will mean so much more to us. And when we get to know God through hurting people, through the stillness, and through the scriptures, I hope you will get to know God better this morning for all of those that's listening in. God loves his grace and forgiveness. God is real, radio listeners. God is real. God does exist. And we can know God better and better every day until one day we see God face to face. And God's face will be familiar because we got to know God well here on earth. So, you know, we have to go to the scripture. And sometimes, like you were saying earlier, you know, we have to just listen to God. He's trying to speak to us, but we are so busy with the cares of the world that we just don't go to our little secret closet, our little secret place, and just sit there for a while, just stand for a while, and just listen to our father, our daddy, just talk to us and tell us some of the things he wants to share with us. We are too busy running our mouth or running this one down or doing this and that. But if we would do just what God called us to do, other words, stay in your lane and listen to God, we can hear. We all know that secret place to knowing God within us. Yeah. Go ahead, Evangelist.
Yeah, when you were saying that, I was thinking that it was the scripture of, in the book of Exodus 13:33-13, and Paul was making this prayer. It said earlier about this prayer that says that he said, "Now therefore," as in "now therefore," "I pray thee, if I have found grace in your sight," he said, "now show me now." And he said, "Show me now, Lord. Show me now your way. I want to inject this into you, to the people. Let God show you the way." Let him show you the way. You cannot show yourself the way.
No.
It takes him to show you the way and show you that I may know thee, that you'll know thee. If you know him, you'll know him, that I may find grace. If we could just know him, that we could find grace in his, in your sight. It's in God's sight. We cannot find grace without him. It's only him, his grace. His grace is sufficient.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
And in the sight, in your sight. He said, in his sight, Lord. Moses, in his sight. And he said, I consider or have it in the mind. He said, have it in my mind. I want to have it in my mind. That's why I want to have it in my mind.
Yeah.
That he said that this nation, he's talking about a nation of this nation in the people. In your people, he's talking about his people, that we can have this mind in his people. God wants to know his people.
He wants
to have the mind in his people, that his people will know him through the prayer. The prayer is the way we want to communicate with God. There's that secret place, that the secret knowing the difference between God and our self getting. And self calls a hindrance. And when he went on to begin to say, he said, and he said, my presence, he said, my presence shall go with thee. Not the presence of the Lord would go with us. Being in his presence, have you done prayed? His presence would be going with you. Everywhere that you go, the presence of the Lord would be upon you.
Jesus.
Over to God.
Glory to God.
Will veil upon you and walk among demons, spirits. The presence of God will be upon you. The demons cannot come up against you. Spirits cannot war you because the anointing has covered you. You've been in the presence of God. That's what happened to Jesus. He was in the presence of his Father. When he came out, the presence of God was so great upon Jesus that demons knew him. They knew how he was. They knew where he come from. The devil tried to come in the presence of Jesus when he was in Gethsemane. He couldn't do nothing because the presence of God was surrounding him. protecting him. That's what God wants us to be.
Yes,
with the presence of God to be around us. And it was presence of God was up on us at this present time. You know, and if you're, as he said, if his presence is my presence, shall go with thee. In other words, if his presence go with us, he said, I will give thee rest for. He said, I will give you the peace that passes all understanding.
Yes.
Because he said, because you trust, if you trust in him, that's the presence of God uphold you. See, that's the way God begin to work. And he said, unto him, he said, if your presence go not with me, Lord, go with the God. He said, if your presence don't go with me, Lord, I can't, he said, carry us not up hence. He said, well, won't carry me up hence. If your presence don't go with me, I can't do anything.
That's right.
The presence of God. I don't have his presence on me. I don't have his anointing on me.
Yes.
If I don't have a thought, then well, that means that God is not with me. I lost something. And so the person that has a ministry out there, if the person God is not with you, you lost something. You left out of the presence of God. You left God. God hasn't left you, but you left God because the presence is not there. Because you just stay where God was on. That's why the secret places of God, you got to know the secret place of God. You got to know, stay in that place with God. Never get out of the presence of God. Because if you stay in the presence, he'll always be up on you every place that you go. You feel him. You feel him constantly all over you. Every time you go somewhere, it's quickening. He said that the word of God will quicken the mortal body. His presence comes and quicken you. You go around people, your presence, his presence be on there. People look at you. A light, just your face, the automatic light up. It's like a light bulb. It's just like a light bulb.
Yeah.
Your face light up. That's
glory,
that bright.
Glory.
And people see, they'll see something and they'll notice it. And you'll be noticed. Why you'll be noticed? Because God was noticed. He's a notice of God because his light came in. His light came that came so great up on certain men that went before him, brightness of him revealed his face. His face was so clear that you can see when you got saved, there's a clearness come over you. People look at your feature of your face. Your face have no wrinkles or no kind of bumps or nothing. All the cleansing, that cleansing came because you accept him. He was washed in the blood of the Lamb. Baptized. And all the ones. Features change, your talking changes, your wording changed because his presence came over you. His presence was so strong upon you, you went before people. Time God used you, lay hands on people, and anointing came up on the presence of God. So God wants that presence to stay with you. He don't want us to do without the presence because if you do without the presence, well, that something happened. It happened to go. That's the presence of God. That's the anointing. It's the anointing that moves. It shakes you. And you got to be shaken so the presence stays so strong upon you. That's why we got to know him. And that's why Moses knew God. He said, for wherein, that 16th verse said, wherein shall it be known here that I and your people have found grace in your sight, God. Glory to God. It is not in that thou goest with us. He's making a question there. He says, so shall we be separated. He said, I and your people from all the people that are up on the face of the earth. Glory to God.
Yeah.
He said, and the Lord said unto Moses, I will do this thing also that you have spoken. See, God had already said to Moses, that he said, I will do these things that I said you have spoken. He's spoken to Moses. That's where grace came into sight for Moses. And the presence came up on Moses because God heard the prayer of Moses. When God hears your prayer and your sincere prayer and your life is living living like he said living, his presence will stay in you. Greatly, you would know him as he is, because he that said that he would thirst after righteousness, he shall be full of him. That means the faithfulness of God will stay up on your life. You cannot deny the power of God because it's present. It's a present that you have to stay in.
Because you fast
and pray one day and spend 1 hour with God, that's not enough with God. You must give your whole heart, whole soul to God, that God's presence to stay up on you, because he put that hunger in you.
Yes.
Without his hunger in you, you will not stay. But if you get his hunger in you, you will stay in his presence. You would hunger in his presence. You would not leave his presence. His presence will be with you everywhere that you go, because the spirit of the God that we serve, he's an awesome God.
Yes,
he will reveal himself more unto you. You got to know God. Don't you know that he said, if you know me, you will be still and know that I am God.
Yes.
Because you live and move and you have your beings in him. It's him that's keeping you. You cannot pray unless God give you the prayer.
That's right.
Unless God lead you to the prayer room.
Ooh,
may think you can go to the prayer room on your own.
Mm-mm.
Not so. God had to lead you to the prayer room. He put people in your presence. He put people on your heart. He put people that you know that he is God. You cannot do nothing without God. Don't fool yourself. The enemy know how to get you to the point that it calls you to do things of your own, not of God.
Mm-hmm.
God was to reveal his word is truth. You'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free of the things that you know not that you done from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You bring it to your past over your life. You cannot do nothing without it. Don't fool yourself. The enemy out to try to disturb you.
Mm-hmm.
He want to disturb your spirit. He want to disturb the presence of God, that you cannot get in the presence of God. But God's revealing himself greatly in you. You must do what God tells you to do, not what men tell you to do,
what
God said.
Ah,
you must obey
the
word that God leads you, not you lead God. Let God let you know you the head, not the tail.
Don't let
the enemy take and walk over you, but you be to the point that God revealed himself more on your life. You have a life-giving word. You got a life-giving word. Everyone that hears this word today, it will stir your heart up. It will stir you to the point that you got to get more of God, less of the world and more of him. He's revealing himself more now than you ever felt the presence of things in this world. And he's pointing out for you to call on him. Call more on him. Stay in his presence. Miracles happen when you stay in God's presence.
It's
the presence. You got to be sold out. You got to give up everything to follow him. That means that you got to turn over your children over to God. You got to turn your wife over to God. You got to turn your husband over to God. You got to turn your loved ones over to God.
Mm.
You got to give everything to God. Do not hold nothing. You make it short in yourself. The presence of God cannot overshadow you until you surrender.
That's right.
With fighting God. Let God do what he wants to do in you. Because he want to reveal himself more than he ever want to reveal himself to the world.
Yeah.
The world must know that God is God, and he would not deny his word. His word forever settled in heaven. His word still performing. His word will make you, will mold you, will shape you if you hearken unto the word of God. Be in obedience to the word of God, because there's a hunger.
There's
a hunger in your spirit when you search the scriptures daily. God's still revealing himself. But it's something about the prayer. Moses prayed. He prayed before God. We got to pray before God.
That's right. Well, evangelists, our time is just about up. We had a call on the air, but it was getting so good. I think them and me, too, were just sponging up the word of God, because it has helped us today on the topic that God had given me, the secret of knowing God. And I think everyone that tuned in today was able to get something from it. And if anybody would like us to continue on talking on this topic, because we have a lot we could share with the audience today on the secret to knowing God. And I'm going to see, can I tune in right quick to the person that was trying to get in on us? Hold on, Evangelist. Let me see, can I get this person on the air?
Okay. Glory to God.
Good morning. Welcome to Joy and Peace. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I wasn't trying to get on here. I was just
listening
in.
Okay.
Yes,
then,
ma'am. This is Pastor Alicia from Sound for Today, and I emailed my notes in the chat room.
Oh, okay. Then because you were on, and I thought you wanted to just say something on Joe and Peace today. Okay, then.
No, ma'am. Enjoyed the word. In fact, he was right in line with our fast and prayer this week.
Oh,
and
praise
I emailed the information and the call-in number for our revival on this week, and our topic is the glory realm of his presence and Holy Spirit.
Praise God.
Yes,
we'll continue on listening in. We are so
ma'am.
Glad
Thank
you tuned in today. Did you
yes,
hear that,
ma'am.
Evangelist?
Yes, I heard
that. The young lady, really, she already emailed somebody else the information on what we were saying today on air.
Well, it's in the chat room. If you look at your chat, yes, if you look at your chat room, it has the dates, the time, the phone number, and the conference call. You two are invited to call in the rest of the week at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time nightly to our revival. We have guest speakers nightly.
All right. Well, thank you so very much.
You're welcome. And be blessed. I know your time is limited. I have a show tomorrow night on Blog Talk as well.
Okay, what's the name of your show?
Sound for Today.
Okay.
And my link is also in your chat room as well.
Okay. We'll get on it. Thank you so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Be blessed.
Be blessed.
You be blessed, too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, man of God.
Bless the woman of God.
Amen. Well, what you do, Evangelist, you just go ahead. And we got about 3 minutes, I think, remaining. So you can tell, she can finish listening, and then you can close us out. Maybe something you want to tell the rest of your listeners today that will help them on their walk today on the secret to knowing God.
Yes, and we just want to express this all greatly to the people of Radio Land that this is really a word from God, that God would reveal it more to the church world and to know the secret of God. It's really time the church wake up. This is a real serious about every individual that's born into the kingdom of God and making himself known unto God. God wants to empower you with more of his word, empower you more of his anointing. It's an anointing. That's what God wants his presence on you. And we just thank God for those listening. And we just pray that God will continue to bless you, keep you, and watch over you. And we would like to hear some good comments about it. And we just want to be a blessing to the people. Everywhere we go, we want to be a blessing to them, revealing this word to them. And that the anointing God be up on it. So at this time, we're ready to cut off here. I thank the ones that listened today, and we want to pray that God will continue to keep you, watch over you, and let his presence be over you. Father, we want to thank you right now for what our ears have heard, and Lord, let his word be established in our hearts, and Lord, as we get ready to go off the air, we ask to let the ones that listen to this word of God bring into to the remembrance of your word, O God, and Lord, would touch their lives and change their lives, O God, through this fresh word, God, a word from you, God, that they would change the hearts of the people, O God. We just thank you today, God. And Lord, now that we leave, O God, we never want to leave your presence, God. We said anything of, we want to make sure we said anything offended anybody today, we ask you, the Lord, forgive us, O God, but Lord, said the word for you, God. The spoken word, O God, in the name of Jesus. We give you the praise and honor right now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to Joy and Peace Outreach, where your co-host was Minister Sadie Elliott and Evangelist Richard Bryan. We want to thank each and every person that listened today to the broadcast, those that called in, those that invited us out to revive us and to be hooked up. So, you know, God is a good God. And we want you to tune in next Wednesday From 10 to 10:45, we have another good, exciting topic for next week. So for all of you all and radio listening, we thank you. We love you. If I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would reach through this line and hug each and every one of you and tell you just how much I love you. Until next Wednesday, y'all have a wonderful and a prosperous week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Hello?